Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Earl Whitehill. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Steinbacher. Batting fourth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Boesberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sugar Cain. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sugar Cain. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry strikes out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steinbacher moves to second. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitehill covering, for the out. Steinbacher moves to third. Walker moves to second. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is walked intentionally. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sugar Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to second. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Larry. Hayes scores. Krivic moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up towards short. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Owen strikes out. Two outs. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 1 in the game. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 1 in the game. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Averill is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sugar Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain is 0 for 1 in the game. Cain strikes out. 1 out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Krivic hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trosky moves to third. Pitlock moves to second. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trosky scores. Pitlock moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Whitehill moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pitlock scores. 2 outs. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Walker reaches second base with a double. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0 for 2 in the game. Quell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Walker moves to third. Owen moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berger hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Walker scores. Owen moves to third. 2 outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Owen scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane is 0 for 2 in the game. Cane strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0 for 2 in the game. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Averill reaches second base with a double. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Trosky hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Averill scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Trosky scores. It's Indians, 4, White Sox, 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pitlock is walked intentionally. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keltner moves to third. Pitlock moves to second. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Steinbacher hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Walker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell, who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Krivic goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, White Sox. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0 for 3 in the game. Quell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a pop-up towards short. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 3 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0 for 3 in the game. Salters hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Steinbacher. Soltis reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Soltis scores. Averill moves to second. It's Indians, 5, White Sox, 5. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Bill Cox now pitching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitehill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pitlock moves to third. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a line drive off the glove of QL, and into shallow right field. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Pitlock scores. Larry moves to third. It's 6-5, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-4 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry scores. Campbell scores. It's 8-5, Indians. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Hale moves to second. Two outs. Lloyd Russell pinch runs for Odell Hale. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kroner now playing second base. Jesse Landrum pinch hits for Bill Cox. Jesse Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum strikes out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to second. Two outs. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Steinbacher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes scores. It's 8-6, Indians. Denny Gailhouse now pitching. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Rigney now pitching. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trosky moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Pitlock bunts in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Trosky moves to third. Keltner moves to second. One out. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse strikes out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trosky scores. Keltner scores. It's 10-6, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Larry moves to second. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-4 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thompson pinch hits for Boesberger. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the mound. Gailhouse settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.